morning. Welcome to Opochli. Today is Monday, July 13, 2020. And today, I don't know. Today is Monday. No one likes Mondays, right? I don't like Mondays, especially when you're forced to do things you don't typically want to do. But I do have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so I would like to actually request a day off. So I'm going to see if I can ask for a day off, or at least take half the day off and work the rest of the day from home, because one of the particularly annoying things about my job or role is that my work doesn't go away. You know, like if I take time off, you know, it's not like my wonderful teammates are going to take on that work, you know, responsibilities. You know, it's just gonna sit there for me to just gonna accumulate. You know, it's, no one has ever taken on my work that has accumulated since I've been there. Eventually it's just going to have to be done. You know, I don't have teammates. You know, like in my last job, where we had essentially the same job, if one of us were falling behind, we had each other's back, we got the job done. And that's just not something that's been happening over here. It's not been the norm, and will probably continue not to be the norm. Gosh, it's just so annoying to see cops every day. People getting pulled over by cops. So here's a minivan pulled over with being searched, it looks like. Who knows what's going on? Anyways, today I want to kind of try something new on the Opochli podcast. Maybe not something new, or maybe not something unique, but possibly something unique to my typical rants or podcast journeys, vlogs, whatever you want to call them, vlogs. Hold on, let me open this tea because I'm so thirsty. It's 79 degrees. Oof. It tastes so good. Nothing like a nice, cool, fresh drink of tea on a hot day. Right now it's not that hot, you know, let's say it's 80 degrees. Yesterday it got up to 105 degrees and I felt sick. I don't know what got me sick over the weekend, but I was the diarrhea. It was either Popeyes or In-N-Out, and my vote goes for Popeyes because that was super quick. And it was, you know, I don't know. I guess I can't knock their chicken, but oof. Is there a rest of their food? Kind of thrown together, I would say. Jambalaya garbage. Louisiana fast. Louisiana gives you diarrhea fast. Anyways, oh gosh, it's hot. I need to get a new car with an AC. Maybe I can get one from Carvana. Anyways, I guess what I wanted to talk about today was the possibility of, I guess, let me think about this. Well, I guess what I want to do is just go through a walkthrough or a simulation or a role play as to what I would say or what would happen if I theoretically, you know, hypothetically was talking to a particular personality or you know, celebrity or someone, you know. So right now I can't really think of what you would call that, but, you know, I think you get the gist of it. And the question I wanted to ask today was, what would I say if I had to talk to an alien, an extraterrestrial alien? You know, like, that's a tight fit. Wow, I'm impressed. They made a tight exit. Wow. That guy's good at moving big vehicles on in two tight spaces. Anyways, so today what I would say if I was speaking to an extraterrestrial. Wow, fucking annoying. I hate people do that, dude. I was trying to stop this the whole time. Whatever, dude. Anyways, just people in traffic, it's slow. They're so fucking stingy and retarded. I can't believe it. I fucking ruined it. It's gonna be one of those days, huh? Where you try to do good, but you do worse. Well, whatever. I guess a stupid idea would still suffice for trying to get back into this podcasting thing. But it's just very dismotivational, you know, and feels like the whole world's against you. Even those who you think you'd have your back, who'd support you, and, you know, whatever. Just, I guess I gotta understand that not everyone has the same drive or the dreams that I do. So I just kind of wish that I had surrounded myself with people who did when I had the opportunity to do so. And now it kind of just feels like it's too late. But anyways, yeah, if I were to talk to an alien, what would I tell him? You know, hey, like, what are you doing here? You know, but I guess how I would start would be like, hi, what's up? Like, do you have a name? You know, do you have a concept of the name? You know, and then, you know, based on their response, you know, I would either try to maybe find words, similar words or something that we can communicate with, or if they understood me and talk back to me, I'd question that, you know, like, how the hell are you able to talk to me? How do you know my language? You know, do they have the same concept as language? Do they communicate pathologic, you know, do they transmit thoughts to you, you know, and that's how they communicate, or do they actually verbalize, make voice, make sound come out of their mouths, or some sort of hole in their bodies, you know, that makes a sound that we can translate and know what they're talking about, you know. I don't know, that's, you know, and then maybe I would ask them in Spanish, like, como te llamas, you know, and see if they respond that way, you know. So imagining that, you know, we talk, we communicate, and we understand each other, you know, then I'll probably ask, you know, what are you doing here? What is your goal? What is your purpose of being around this planet? You know, are you trying to achieve something? Are you looking for something? Are you stopping by? Are you hostile? What other things, you know, I would ask them, I guess, are you hungry? Would you like to come in and have something to eat? You know, do they conceptualize food the same way? Do they just need caloric intake, or do they need a specific type of nutrition to get what they need, you know? Like, what if there was an intelligent alien that was a machine, right? Well, made by some other extraterrestrial civilization, you know, but they made this, would it be symbiotic? You know, they make this, this creature, this machine that is intelligent, that is virtually intelligent, like, you know, a human, you know, let's say they make a machine that looks like Bender from Futurama, you know, and they bring him to life, you know, and it's essentially intelligent, you know, it's self-learning, they learns language, you know, it knows languages, it communicates, yada yada, and then, you know, they send it out to space. 50 million years later, we find it, you know. Is that alien intelligent life, you know, or is it, since it's like the slave, it was created by other life, is the other aliens the intelligent life, you know, like, is it even considered an alien if it's just a tool or a mechanism or something created by another civilization, you know, like, what if we were created by another race, an alien society or something, you know, would we be looked at as you know, smart life forms, intelligent life forms, or would we be looked at as tools or gunk made by something smarter than us, you know? Who the hell knows? It's just crazy that you're born into this life and you just kind of find a role in society, and then you go on about doing that same role or a similar role throughout your life. You accumulate things here and there, but you never really, but you're systematically, seems like you're put in a place where you're not gonna get away from, it's gonna be very hard for you to stray away from the role that's been assigned to you before you were born. Before you were born, it's very likely that you were a statistic of a future incoming generation, and that you were statistically put on a path to you're put in a path to be in a certain place in your life, right? And then once you meet that goal, once you're in that, you know, place, or no, once you're born, you know, you're kind of, it's really hard for you to get any better than that, you know, unless you got a lot of will, a lot of motivation, you know, a poor boy is always going to be a poor boy, a rich kid is always going to be a rich kid, unless something drastic in energy flows happens, if something stops. But yeah, if I was talking to an alien, you know, I'd ask him, take me with him, you know, how's your world, like, can't be any less shitty than in this world, you know. I don't know, man. I'm just tired. It's Monday. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to feel like someone's bitch for 8 hours. I'm looking forward to having my time back and having more free time to not do these things. You know, I'd rather spend every morning going somewhere to get content, you know, driving somewhere to get content, than driving to a job where I feel underappreciated, under distress, under developed, and just no opportunity to improve, you know. And the areas where there is to improve, I don't really see myself, just because it's really knocked down my spirit. It's just a stress, everything, you know. It just killed my work ethic, my motivation. You know, it's giving me depression, stress, anxiety. It's overwhelming sometimes, you know. But like they say, what was that clip? In Futurama, actually, there's a, you know, Friday, I want to be a delivery boy, and Leela basically tells him that he has to do what he, you know, that he just gets assigned whatever he's best at, you know. And then you just see a poster on the wall that says, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know. And that's kind of how I feel like, you know, sometimes you gotta just do what you gotta do, I guess. So I'm at work. I'll enjoy this the best I can. Hopefully it's a speedy day, so I can get on with my day. And I really don't have much else to say. I do want to say thank you to anyone who's still watching, who's still listening. I want to thank my Patreons, even though I don't have any right now. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And bye.